Get I suppose first of all, I was there pitch side for BBC yesterday and I've seen a few guys, and you know, you want to say something, but you know, it's unexpected. So they were having a conversation, there's a whole load of people around them, there's some kind of thing happening at pitch side for them, but as they walked away, I had moved on up, and they came up, and I just said, listen, I have to go for this, because the subject's too important for you to kind of be afraid of it. You've got to just get in there with the T-shirt, the most important man in the subject in Ireland, and I'm a few yards away from him, so I just went for it. So, listen, Neil Martin's a very personable man, very, very sound. When I explained to him that this was accepted in the Irish embassy in Israel, why was it now not accepted in the Justice Department? He was explaining that it would be the Justice Department that would have the final say on it, even though it was accepted in the embassy in Israel. So he says it was down to them now. So I was asking, could he intervene? And just impressing on him the seriousness of the time, because these kids are due to fly from Ramallah on Wednesday. So they need to be travelling tomorrow morning, latest, from their different destinations to get there, to get out. So really, today is the last day. So listen, he just says, was there a resubmitting of all the details? But I said, we had all done that. So he says he hadn't seen that yet. Now, when I contacted the Palestinian people who was organising it, they were saying that he was CC'd an email on Friday. So it could be he just hadn't seen it. So I said to him, you've got to look at this and act on it tomorrow, or it's going to be too late for this trip. So, you know, that's what we spoke about. And say, he was very kind in it, so I'm hoping that he would. Like, I was on to Pat the Cove Gallagher, who was very sound. He was in the background as well. I was on to Pierce Doherty, and you've seen him stand up at the Dáil, and he made representation for the case as well. So I guess this is just coming back now to the powers that be, particularly Jim O'Callaghan, Simon Harris, and Micheál Martin. It's down to them.